Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples himself. From them he chose 12. We also named apostles, Simon, we named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. Great crowd of disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by the unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. So our Lord spent the night in prayer. So three short ideas on how we can improve our own prayer life. First is that we have to give time. There's no way we're going to learn to pray if we don't give time. We have to give time, goodwill, and effort. So we should set aside some time to pray every day. Maybe that's common sense, but it's got to be set time, and whether you feel like it or not, you pray. Second is, one of the titles of the Holy Spirit, which is also given to St. Joseph, is the Master of Prayer. But that's a title also given to the Holy Spirit. So St. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with us, for us with ineffable groans, so that we can say, Abba, Father. So starting off any prayer period, we should always invoke the Holy Spirit. And hopefully we'll have a prayer memorized. A prayer I like to say is, Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, that instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, granted by the same Spirit may be truly wise, and ever rejoice in his consolation to the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Or if you don't have that memorized, short prayer could be, Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. That's a short but a powerful prayer. And lastly is we want to pray well. It's good to do some reading on prayer. And one of the greatest masterpieces is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Fourth part, Catechism of the Catholic Church, teaches us how to pray. So if our Lord spent the whole night in prayer, that's an invitation for us to follow his example, maybe not spend the whole night in prayer, but trying to pray a little bit more and a little bit better every day. Amen.